Okay, guys. Thanks for joining us. As always, Brett has gladly given his time. If we can keep to questions in the room first, and then we will get to questions from the guys who are joining via Zoom. So, hands in the air, we'll get to your questions. Robin, over to you first.
Well, your first game with the new coach, maybe didn't have a lot of time to put in new strategies and stuff, but how did things go this game?
It was a quick turnaround, obviously. We found out midweek, but the results, obviously, not what we hoped for. That's on us, regardless of who the coach is. It's on the players. I thought the effort was there, but unfortunately we lacked maybe that finishing touch and a little bit of organization, but that will come, and we'll continue to build.
Any more questions in the room for Brett? Ben.
The goal you scored sort of came out of nothing. What went behind that? It seems like you had a bit more of a spark in your play today.
To be honest, I don't know. I'm really happy, obviously, to get on the score sheet, but most important is getting points, especially in where we're at in the season right now. So, of course, I'm happy to score, but we lost, and that's obviously the most important thing is getting points, especially on the road.
Any other questions for Brett in the room before we hand it over to the Zoom portion? Great. Nate, over to you, please.
Brandon, take it away.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Owen. Hey, Brett. Just congratulations on the goal there. And similar to what I believe has been in the room just asked, how does it feel to finally get that first goal under your belt?
Feels good. Yeah, of course. Happy to do that. That was kind of what I've always wanted to bring to the table. I've been unfortunate with a few different injuries here or there, but I'm starting to get a run of games and my body's starting to adapt, but again, the most important thing is our team getting points, and that didn't happen today, so a little bit disappointed in that.
And like you said there, you've been a bit unfortunate, I suppose, on the injury front, stretching back a couple of years even, but just how positive is it for you to just get this run of games under your belt and contribute to the team in the best way you can?
That's a really positive. Obviously, every player just wants to be on the field and play, and injuries are out of your control, so it's a little bit frustrating. It has nothing to do with, you know, how you're playing or whether the coach is playing you. It's something that you just can't control. So being able to get a stretch of games, especially this kind of grind time in the season, so looking forward to continuing to get on the field.
Appreciate it, Brett. I'll throw it back to Nate there.
Thanks there, Brandon. Now, Benedict, go ahead.
Thank you, Brett. As you mentioned, Valor needs to start picking up some points, and don't have much time for your next game on Wednesday. How important is that game, picking up a result there, and to keep pushing towards the playoff spot?
At this point, every game is extremely important. Of course, we have a stretch of, I think, 3 or 4 home games in a row. They're going to come quick every 2-3 days, so just getting our bodies prepared, our minds prepared, you know, fixing or tweaking the little things that we can in that short time frame. You know, getting organized again, but yeah, of course, at this stage of the season, all points are very important.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, Brett. Maybe you can just take us through what the last few days have been like with the managerial change and all the emotions of that.
It's been tough, but you know, I think the positive out of it is that the games come so fast and so quick that you don't really have time to maybe process it all at this point in time. But again, right now, all the players are still here that were here before. Nothing, you know, unfortunate to lose Rob, but Phil's come in, and now we have the same goal that we had at the beginning of the year, and that's to make playoffs, that's to get in the top four, and that's to make a push for the championship, and that hasn't changed at all. So we still have our goal in mind, and again, these games are going to come so fast, so we're going to need everybody, and we're all on the same page.
Thank you, sir.
And sorry, Brett, just to hop back in here with the follow-up question. Just maybe, how helpful was it for you personally to have Philip come in, having worked with them, I believe, for a year or two at Vancouver, just just maybe, is there anything that helped you in terms of familiarity with the coaching staff that maybe you can impart on other players in the team?
Yeah, I knew him and Mark's system quite well there. I was there for a year and a half with them, so obviously just having that past relationship, you know, I can help players explain certain maybe situations that they're confused about. So it's always good to have prior knowledge, especially, again, it's such a short time frame where these games are coming. So unfortunately, he can't sit down with every single player and explain every single scenario. So it's always good to have a player that has a good understanding of what's going on.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the answer, Brett. And good luck with the next one.
Thank you.
Brett, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks
man.
My pleasure. I'm good to go. Hey guys, how's everyone? You're serious.
Yeah. Well, we're happy.
Oh yeah.
We appreciate Phil taking the time to be with us after the game. We'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll go to the reporters joining us via Zoom. So, Robin.
Well, your first game with the team now, and you haven't had much time to come in, but you feel like just a few tweaks can get you on the winning waves again?
Well, I think the important thing was to. It's hard to evaluate the team and the personnel when you're far. And I think that the important thing was to get my feet wet and get to know the group inside the competition. It's certain that you look at a game like that. I felt it was a little bit disjointed at times. I think it's a lot of shifts of momentum, and we're trying to focus on the global, but also looking at the individuals. And I think if there's a positive that I take out of that, it's the competitiveness that the guys showed and their desire to do well. And the fact that I was able to assess the individuals and see what they are about and see what they could do in situations that are difficult. So that's where I need to keep my mind and say, okay, this is the platform where we have, and where do we go from here to grow? And that's how I'm going to go about it.
Luis, I think, just got in there before Ben.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for being here. What do you think you were lacking in the second half to maintain that 1-0 lead that you managed to end up the first 45 minutes?
Look, for us, it's this. I think that throughout the game, there were shifts of momentums. There were moments where this game could have been a 4-4 game, a 4-3 game. I think that, to win games, you need to be able to defend well as a unit. You need to be able to close games when you have a lead. And I think that we were up 1-0, but it wasn't an easy first half for us. It was far from being perfect. So already there, we saw York having a few opportunities at goal, and we knew it was a second half that would be difficult. And what I told the guys, I said, look, when you get the lead like that, you need to be able to close the game. And for me, it was that again. How are we going to deal with that going into the second half and our ability to close a game? And I don't think we helped ourselves in the way the goals came, but I think that we did enough in the second half, and especially in the later stages, to at least get out of here with a point. It didn't happen. Now we need to move on.
Ben,
and you coached alongside your brother Mark for a long time. Did he reach out before your debut today?
No, he texted me. Yeah, we spoke a little bit this morning, and we're not. This needs to be normal. We don't need to be talking, and it's, of course, like brothers, we're gonna talk, but nothing special.
Any other questions in the room for Phil before we go to the reporters on Zoom? Great, Nate, over to you, please.
And thank you. Philip, Brett Levi's scored a goal today and I thought he looked pretty good defensively as well. Just wondering your thoughts on his performance today.
No, Brett is a player that has been at a level where he understands that you know it's about standard and structure. It's a player that could bring a lot to this team when he's in his game, and I think that he had the desire to do it today, and that the moments he was called to be in action and be on the ball, he did a good job. Now he's part of the team and he's not going to be able to play every game and to be there all the time and maintain and sustain the level. So everyone needs to step up in order for us to win games. Brett is a player that's important for this team, but he needs to be at his best. And today was a good game from him. He helped the team with a goal. Now it's about moving on, and he needs to bring that consistently.
And, you've only been with the team for a couple of days, of course, but we've seen Rafael Guerrero play at several positions, a bit deeper, a bit higher as the number 10 on the wide as well. I was wondering if you have any idea of what you think his best position is.
I'm getting to know the players. I looked at Rafael when he was in Brazil. He started as a right back, played sometimes a line higher as a right midfielder. The first time I had seen him play inside was when I started to watch Valor. I think that he's a valuable player that's going to play where the team needs him. Now, I'm not a guy that's going to move players around. I think that it's stability and consistency is important. So it was important for me to see where he was today, where his mind was, where his fitness levels were, what type of desire did he have to play and bring something special to this team and his commitment. And from now on, we make our decisions.
Thank you.
Hey, Philip, just commiserations on the loss today. Obviously not the result that you were probably looking for your first game in control, but just maybe what you thought of the standard of the league, just having now seen it in person from the touchline.
Look, this game was never about me, and I wanted players to be aware of that, because if not, they start putting added pressure on themselves to try and prove to a new coach, a coach that steps in. So it was never about me. And I didn't want that to play a little bit in their head. So it was clear. I told them that they just had to go out there and play their game. I felt my first assessment from the bench, there's quality. I felt this game was very stretched, very chaotic. I felt that none of the teams really had the chance to defend set. Everything was always in emergency, ball going from one end to the other. And I think that sometimes a lot of young players, and it creates that chaos. Players that want to go forward quick, players that don't quite yet understand the moments of the game, when to slow it down, when to accelerate. So I think there's a lot of quality, but there's a lot of work that we as coaches need to do. And I think that the league's going to grow as players also grow. And when you have teams that have a lot of 21, 22, 20-year-old players, this is normal. There's still guys that are, for many of them, making a professional debut, either one season or two. So it's a growing league with growing players, and I think that it has a lot of potential. And we have our part to do, and I'm sure that everyone else will do their part, and it's just going to get better.
And just maybe on the goal scorer today with Brett, just obviously I think we're all aware that, you know, you've got a relationship with Brett from the time that you guys spent together at the Whitecaps. Just maybe how positive it was to see him score today. I know that I don't believe he scored under your guys' tenure at the Whitecaps.
I don't remember. I don't think he did. But he was playing in a different position too. He was a left, more of a left back for for us at the time. I think that, look, the goal came. It was a good combination. He followed through, and I think it was with his right foot. So, yeah, like I said, he's a good player. He's a player that cares. We were talking yesterday, and he mentioned how he identifies himself with the club and with the culture that the organization is trying to build. And I think that it's a player that if he's on his game, he's always going to be dangerous in this league.
Yeah, and I suppose just how helpful has it been for you to settle in, knowing that you have a guy like Brett who knows your system well, who has worked with you in the past, just to have him at the club there?
The contexts are always different. The systems and look, I arrived Thursday or Wednesday very late at night. I was introduced on Thursday. There was no session on Thursday. We had two training sessions. So, look, it's important to have familiar faces around. But I'm not a guy that's very sentimental, that needs... No, I adapt very quick. I understand that this is what the game is all about. You're going to move. You need to be able to adapt. And, it's good to have familiar faces, but it's not something that if not or if I don't have that I'm going to be uncomfortable about. I think that pretty much I spoke with a lot of players the same way I spoke with Brett, who knew me from the past. So, life is dynamic. You have to be, a chameleon. You have to be, you have to change colors and accept where you're at the time you're at. So,
appreciate the answer, Philippe.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck for the next one.
Thank you very much.
Great, Phil. Thank you very much.
We're good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lowell Wright and Jimmy Brennan will be joining us momentarily.
Guys, have a good one.